This is 5900 Wilshire on 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. I'm Tina Miko with you, and we spend a few minutes getting to know people who are heroes in our community. Today, we're talking to Speech and Language Development Center. Dan Griggs is with us. He's the Marketing and Communications Manager. Also, Dawn O'Connor is joining us. She is the Executive Director. And the Speech and Language Development Center, your mission is to provide education and therapy to children and adults with special needs, and then you help them find their potential. But tell us in your own words, you know, Dawn, talk to us about the mission of the Speech and Language Development Center.
Well, you simply stated it. It is to help our students, we call it maximize their potential, which basically is to help them get as far in life as they can. Mm-hmm. They come to us with a lot of different challenges, mostly in this whole area of communicating, which we're doing such a good job of today.
Right.
But our mission is to get them to the point that they're able to communicate effectively in whatever way works for them. So it may be through speech, such as we're using, through communication devices, sign language, whatever that might be. And along with that, develop academic skills so that when they leave our program, they can actually become a part of their community mm-hmm. and add to that community rather than take from what people are interested in giving to them.
I think you even have one example that you were talking about of a he's a man now, but he was a boy when he came to you. He was 2, and by 7, he was talking, and now he's going off to a job.
Exactly. He was one of those interesting ones who did start with us very early through a program called Regional Center, which they were funding him, and then stayed all the way through his school career. For our students, they can stay until they're 21, which mm-hmm. is different than students without special needs. So when he left, he was very verbal, mm-hmm. Had basic academic skills, and was able to leave us and get a job in his community, and has been able to maintain that since he left. His prognosis when we first saw him was not very good. You know, his ability to communicate not only was limited at the age of 2, but continued to be very limited for a long period of time, but left as a very articulate young man.
Mm-hmm. On his way to start his new life.
Exactly.
And you work with many children who are autistic, children who have different types of needs. Many years ago, when this school first started, because the history is so interesting, I think people didn't know what to do. They would kind of throw their hands up in the air and go, well, we don't really know how to help these kids. But 2 women, this is 1955, got the school together originally. So it's got roots in Orange County. It's your 60th anniversary. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've got a long history of helping children in the community and the surrounding communities. And now really all over Southern California, they will come to you. Is that right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They come to us from 4 different counties. So Los Angeles, Orange County, San Bernardino, and Riverside. And we're located in Buena Park. So you can imagine the drive that it takes for some of our students to get to us. So to go from Glendale, for instance, to Buena Park is quite a long bus ride and quite a commitment on the part of parents to be willing to send their children that far away from their home community
right.
and trust us to take care of them and educate them during the time that they're in school with us.
You've got 65 professionals working there, and this is like a classroom, 22 classrooms. You work with children all day long. Do you want to talk to us about that part of it?
Basically, these are classroom settings, such as you might find in a public school. The classroom sizes can range anywhere from 6 to 12. 12 would be the most. And for our students, they require a lot of individual support. So in one classroom of 12 students, there could be as many as 10 adults working in that classroom, providing the support that those students need. They go into a classroom with a special education teacher, but probably the bigger part of that are the number of services that we're able to offer them. We recognize that for our students, just having a teacher really isn't enough, mm-hmm. that they have needs that are much greater than that. So we have a staff of about 15 speech and language pathologists who work in that whole area of communication. And again, communication for us is not just talking, but any way of getting messages and information across and responding to questions.
Right.
In addition to that, we have occupational therapists. For some people, that means learning to do jobs. Mm-hmm. For us, it's a little bit different than that. It's working with sensory systems of our students. So helping them begin to identify and organize themselves through senses, so through vision, hearing, touch, and those other senses that we use. And again, they have to work in concert with the classroom teacher so the things that the students are learning in their OT setting is transferred into the classroom, any kinds of adaptations. Mm-hmm. We have adapted physical education teachers who work with gross motor skills, helping, again, students learn, move up to learning game skills and being able to enjoy those kinds of activities in their home environment.
Can you give us an example of that when you say gross motor skills, like coming from where to get to where?
For a lot of our students, just the whole idea of learning how to identify where their leg is and using uh-huh. that leg to kick a ball. For us, that's very natural. For many of our students, it's not. They have what we call motor planning problems. So that's a very difficult skill. And if you can't kick a ball, there are a lot of games that you can't participate in. And that's a gross motor skill. Catching a ball, hitting a baseball, throwing a basketball, hopping, skipping, jumping, those sorts of things are all gross motor skills that we take for granted and are typically developing kids develop that as just part of their normal development. For our students, they have to be taught and move through those motions to get to that point.
Mm-hmm. So you help children in many different ways, kids in many different ways in terms of what they can do, what they can't do to help them to accomplish that. And it could be motor skills, it could be different sensory skills. And so the idea here is that it's not just language, you know, the language is in the title, but it's many different types of challenges that you work with. And you work with children who are infants, actually, 3 months old, I believe you can identify something they need to work through all the way to 21.
Exactly. For those 3 month olds, typically they are identified very early with having obvious signs, may have Down syndrome or something that's more obvious, but as they begin to develop language or develop their gross motor skills and those things aren't moving along the way they should be, they're often sent to us. Along with those children who have special needs, we have typically developing children, so we have what's called an inclusion program. So our kids with special needs are able to model their typical peers, and that's a little bit unusual in a program like ours.
Other people in the community, you know, we can help you. We can get involved by the coaster run we have coming up, you know, in addition to donating. But this is probably your area, Dan, right? The coaster
right.
run
yes.
that we have coming up, which sounds like
sure.
a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's our 10th annual coaster run. This is the 10th year we've been doing it. The coaster run is Sunday, March 8th at 6 a.m. at Knott's Berry Farm. We have a 5K, a 10K, a kids run, which is through Camp Snoopy. And if people don't want to run, they can also walk the 5K or the 1K through Camp Snoopy.
So we're running through the park, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you started with, I think I read 500 people. Now you're up to 5,000 people come to the coaster run.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It will sell out. And people can go online if they're interested in participating as a fundraiser for the cause. They can go to sldc.net, or if they just want to run in the event, that's good too. They can go to coasterrun.com. We do have a limited amount of VIP tickets. And I should also mention that everybody that participates will get a coupon for half off admission to Knott's Berry Farm. They'll get a piece of boysenberry pie, a very nice medal for their participation. It's really, really a great event. Good for the family, good for people who like to run. It's just a wonderful event to go to.
And we've got boysenberry pie that day. They're making us boysenberry pie for the coaster run. That's so nice of them.
Everybody gets a slice
uh-huh.
at the end. And I wanted to mention that anybody who donates $100 to the cause will also get a free entry to Knott's, good for 30 days. So they don't have to go that day. If they go and participate in the event, they might be tired and want to go home and rest. They can use it the following week.
It's very fun to walk around Knott's Berry Farm after the race and see all of the people who are wearing their Coaster Run t-shirts mm-hmm. with Snoopy emblazoned on them.
Oh, that sounds cute, though,
right.
actually. Really, yeah.
And we also encourage volunteers. So if there are people who want to come out and help, they can also contact us at Speech and Language Development Center. And they also get T-shirts and a free piece of boysenberry pie.
And if Coaster Run is not folks' cup of tea, we'll serve them up a cup of tea at an afternoon tea on Saturday, May 9th.
So that's the
another
next
event.
Yeah. What's after that one?
We have a dinner at the Anaheim White House that we do in September. And what's notable about that is the chef, Chef C.J. Lewis, is 15 years old.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
It
he's
is.
Like the Doogie Howser of food.
Exactly. And our next event after that is the annual golf tournament. That's in October.
Wow. So you've got your work cut out for you.
Absolutely.
Right?
I love it. It's a great cause. It's a wonderful organization.
It's 60th anniversary. You've got to be proud.
It is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to say that I've been there almost 50 of those years. So the opportunity to watch the changes and to see how much we have learned since those very beginning days. Same kids. Same problems, but we certainly have a much better idea of how to work with them, how to treat them, and the results that we can obtain from that. It's a lot of hard work mm-hmm. that the staff and the parents put in to get the very best out of our children, and we're just happy that we're a part of their lives and that parents are willing to trust us for the amount of time that they spend with us.
Our staff's expertise is sought out worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sister school in Mexico, and we've also been asked to travel to Ireland to help parents learn how to provide better care for their children.
You're now a model for other countries that they're looking to you to say, well, how did you do this and show us? So that's how important and vital you've been to the kids and
right.
the parents. The Speech and Language Development Center, thank you so much for being here with us, Dawn O'Connor, Executive Director, and for everything that you have done. And
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. And Dan Griggs, thank you for everything you've done as well.
Thank you.
Happy to have you here at 5900 Wilshire, the name of this show and the home of 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.